Good morning and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, broadcasting live from the Victor's Roof Giveaway in Shelby Township. What road we're on? We're on Parsons Road, right? Parsons Drive.
50625 Parsons Drive.
Thank you.
Was that right?
Thank you. It's going to be, you know what? Poem. I've only been here a couple minutes.
Yes, you have.
And I can tell already it's going to be a fun show.
This is going to be a quick show.
That bright sun is shining on us. Look at all the beautiful colors around us, Chuck. It's in a beautiful neighborhood.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day. We've been blessed. Victor's Home Solutions is once again providing an absolutely free roofing system to a obviously deserving family. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to some of them as we move through the program today. I know it's fun just to watch it.
We're watching these guys, and you know the wonderful equipment that WJR and our engineer Ray Templin brings here. You probably can't hear a lot of the background noise over the radio, but it does kind of sound like a battle scene.
It does.
As you walk up, all the nail guns are going off. But no, you know what? And we also, you know, Victor, I hope you're listening on the way here. We'll see you here in a minute. But we want to talk a lot about the solutions, the new Victor's Home Solutions.
Exactly.
And what that entails. And Victor is, bottom line, bringing more great solutions for homeowners. Because, Chuck, our infrastructure, every house we're looking at. I remember when I was a kid walking around neighborhoods like this. And those were old houses then. And they're only getting older. Every one of them. So every one of them is going to need more maintenance and more work as we move forward.
Exactly.
Every one of them.
You know, it's funny because obviously the roof and the foundation we talk about all the time. But the truth of the matter is I've admitted that 40 years ago I was putting in windows that I'd be embarrassed to buy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's what we had and what people could afford. You know, the market has changed tremendously. So Victor's and other companies are recognizing that there's a need beyond the roof, beyond the foundation.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And the roofing system is so important that people, because Chuck, you and I have preached that from day one. You know, you don't have a roof. You don't have an attic. You don't have vents. You don't have chimneys. You don't have flashings. You have an entire system up there that needs to work together. And some of those require different professionals. So, you know, like Victor's Home Solutions, here's one thing I can almost guarantee, and I haven't talked to Victor about this, but part of the solutions to making sure the roofing system works right is insulation. So I'm pretty sure we'll be talking to Victor about putting insulation into these
homes. Well, you know,
in
the energy code many, many years ago, I'm going to guess, I don't know, 8 to 10, it was mandated that if a roofing company uncovered an attic that was inadequately insulated, there was a responsibility on the part of the roofing company to assure that before they covered that back up, that they put proper amount of insulation in. So a lot of roofing companies, by default of the code, went to that, which is crazy.
You know what,
frankly.
Boy, that could bring up a whole new subject. So let's run.
Let's run with that.
It's a good one while we're standing here watching all these gentlemen up on the roof here tearing apart these shingles. It's amazing how fast they work, isn't it?
Not only that, well, it's like you and I have said 100 times, if you got the right tools and you know how to use them, makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Right. You know, we talked about what you just mentioned, too, in the heating and cooling industry. You know, a furnace technician goes downstairs and they have a slight leak. Could be the smallest leak there is and on their manifold. They have to shut it down, or a chance there could be one. They have to shut it down and look at the homeowner and go, same thing there. You need more insulation or you need a new furnace. And the code that you just cited, because we've had a lot of emails about this, that should be on everyone's contract. You know, the code says that if we take this off, there's a possibility this could happen.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely have it in my contract as a default to protect myself as well as my buyers. You know, I'm thinking as we're talking, like Steve Iverson with Basements Plus, you know, they realized they didn't want to be finishing basements that might leak.
Right.
So they said, well, maybe we ought to expand the business and our professional expertise to fix basements first.
Right.
Then to make them beautiful.
Right.
And I think Victor's has seen that same type of thing, you know, with regard to roofing.
Right. Because, once again, the basement is a system. You know, we talk about the roof system, then we talk about a basement system. And there's so many things that go into doing it right. And if it's not done right on the front side, you're going to have issues. So this is obviously, I would say, what do you think, Chuck? This roof's been on this house probably for at least the last 40 years.
You know, it's in good shape.
It is.
They don't have overhanging trees.
Yeah.
We're looking at an old three-tab shingle that is a little black, a little dull.
Yeah, a little algae growth.
It's granular color.
Yeah.
But it's funny, all tar paper underneath it. The tar paper's intact. Everybody goes, oh, that's crummy. That was crap. That was junk. But that tar paper's lasted four decades underneath those shingles. It's not going to, you know, it's not exposed to the sun or anything else, so it's not going to degrade or shouldn't.
Right.
Provides a secondary water barrier.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see these guys progress as the day moves forward. We're also going to have to talk about East Point giving free water filters to residents amid lead concerns in East Point.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If we looked close enough, there'd be lead concerns about every major city in the United States.
Well.
But we like that they're helping the residents.
Yeah. These old houses in these old cities, a lot of them had lead pipes bringing water into the home. So we want to make East Point residents aware of free water filters. We'll talk more about that as we move through the show.
Right. Hey, one of the reasons we're doing this today, one of the reasons Victor does this, is he just wants to give back. And Chuck, you and I are just thrilled when any of our team partners give back like this, just to be a fly on the wall, just to be a small little part of it.
I was going to say, how flattering for us to have the opportunity to observe this generosity.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure, hey, if you get a chance, swing on by down on Parsons Street in Shelby Township.
50625 Parsons.
Wow. Wow. Your short-term memory is really good. Long-term, not so much. You'll see us later.
Long-term extending beyond about 5 minutes.
Hey, stick around for more of the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Victor's Home Solutions Roof Giveaway.
Can we take calls? Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Actually, you have the opportunity to really be with us. You can drive out here to 50625 Parsons Drive. We're in Shelby Township, and we have the opportunity to watch a roof system go on from scratch. So if you're considering having a roof done, this will be a great day. Victor will be out here. You could talk to him or any of his people, or you could just watch him work and get a sense of what they do and why we always tout them. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir. It is a fair statement. We just have so many great team partners at the Inside Outside Guys. Professionals, people that do it right from start to finish. And that's so important to you and I, Chuck, because it's all about trust. And when someone answers the phone and you can tell right away they're on top of things, they're a trustworthy company, they got a respect. You know, how many times have we had someone answer the phone and when we hang up, we think to ourselves, that person has no business being on the other end of a phone or the underside of a counter, other side of a countertop. You know, so many of our team partners understand that person who answers the phone at their office, it's what's, they're the CEO in charge of first impressions.
Yeah.
You know, and people need to understand the big difference when you call a contractor and you hear something like, hello, thank you for calling Victor's Home Solutions. How can I help you? Or, hi, thanks for calling. You know, something that
you don't even know.
Don't even know. Exactly.
Don't even, can you hold? What?
Real professionals.
Yeah. You've been put on hold before you even understood what happened or if you've got the right business.
Yes, real professionals. Hey, we're going to put a post out here in just a second at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page where we're on location here in Shelby Township. Yesterday, Chuck, I was driving through Birmingham. I got to tell you this story because we get so many calls for tree companies. Not calls, I'm sorry, emails for people who need tree trimmers. And we actually had one last night from a gentleman in Brighton, and I referred the company I saw yesterday, which was J.H. Hart. And I'm driving down the road in Birmingham, and we've all a lot of people have seen the logging shows where they had this machine that goes out in the woods, grabs a tree by the bottom, no matter how big it is, cuts it off at the bottom, then picks it up and sets it down.
Vesterberg, Michigan.
I know that. I know Vesterberg, Michigan. A lot of family in Vesterberg,
Michigan. Well, the manufacturer of most of that equipment shipped worldwide is right in Vesterberg, Michigan.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I
did my student teaching there back in 1977.
Wow, I was 11. So, that being said, I'm driving on the road.
Morbark,
and there's
sorry.
What's that?
I think the company is Morbark, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken.
Okay. But you saw the video, and what was so unique about this truck is basically, if anyone's ever seen a drywall delivery truck, where they have this boom that picks up the sheets, sets them down. Same thing with the shingles.
We used to raise them in front of a window. We popped the sashes out of the window. They'd raise that boom with the drywall on it, bring the sheets right up to a window for us.
Oh, yeah.
And if the driver was any good, he'd stick them halfway in that opening, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I'm driving down the road, and I see this truck just like that, and this gentleman has a wand, you know, that a battery-controlled wand, you know, GPS. And that system that I was saying about how it cuts trees down to bottom basically is doing the same thing with branches on a nice-sized maple tree. And I drive by. It's funny because he was kind of directing traffic, and I stop right next to him. I go, "Are you cutting that tree down without any men up in that tree?" And he goes, "Yep." I said, "That's so bad." And it really was. You know, it was so cool. And then I had to pull over and video. The young man's name was Tyler, and he explained this machine, what it is. And once again, the largest tree you can think of, you have these branches hanging over your house. This machine can cut those down and move them away from your house with keeping the home safe and the operator safe.
Yeah, they clamp on to what they're going to cut down.
And
they share it.
And they bring it down. It's a great video at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. Anyone wants to check this out. And that was with J.H. Hart. And they're out of Sterling Heights. And they're a very large arbor company. And cool video. Check it out. I just thought that was so cool. Because now, think of the liability that saves. Oh. Not having men up in the tree.
Exactly.
For the homeowner and the company. I mean, it's a peace of mind. And the guy up in the tree, right?
Yeah, I was going to say. The proverbial joke about the guy in the tree with the chainsaw that accidentally cuts the part he's sitting on, and they go down together. You know, I couldn't help but notice, normally when shingles are delivered to a job site, they are put on the roof.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And this kind of harkens back to my job sites 45 years ago where they were dropped in the driveway, and you got to carry them up one bundle at a time. And I think you've heard me say, I think the hardest physical work is carrying a bundle of shingles up a ladder 87 times on a roof in a day.
Yeah. How old were you when you were doing it?
18 to 23, you know what? 24.
Looking back.
70-pound bundles back then.
No, there was nothing better. As that age, now, I've told the story. You see this driveway here. What do we got? We got about a dozen 8x10, 8x8 slabs. When I was that age, the guy I was working for, we would back up a steak truck, which was a flat bottom truck, pry one of these huge slabs up just a couple inches, get a sledgehammer, break it down, throw it in the truck, load the truck, drive to the dump, dump the truck, all by hand.
Sure.
So, I mean, very physical work, but it was great work. Looking back at it, we both look back at it so fondly because it helped our work ethic.
We used to call it mindless physical labor, but in a good way, where you could kind of lose yourself in the rhythm of the work because you're doing the same thing over and over again throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
And I loved it. I actually, in later years when I no longer had to be the guy on the roof, would get up there just to kind of lose myself for several hours in good, hard physical labor, sweating, you know.
I still find myself doing that.
I no longer do.
you do, too. You just do it on a treadmill or you do it on a bicycle. And the same thing, I just go for a hike, and I just try to lose my mind and exercise while I'm doing it. But, no. Now, this roof, you and I could both handle this roof. This is a low slope, very safe roof. And that's probably one of the reasons, Chuck, these bundles are on the ground, because they'll get a little, one guy on the bottom, one guy in the middle, one guy on top, and they'll get these almost two pallets of shingles up there in no time.
Yeah, and it's a what we call a dead load, too. The shingles up there are pushing down on the roof. They're, you know, they have to be held up by the structure, and you add another 25 square of shingles to that roof. That's a load.
Right. Although, looking at it, the decking looks like it's in good shape.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if we guess this is a 30, 40-year-old roof, that decking up there looks like it's in very good shape. And that's something we warn people about, too. When you sign a contract for a roof, that is always going to be an added rider in the contract.
Absolutely.
That's the way to put it. That once they get up there, if there are sheets of decking underneath that they don't see as rotten, they're going to replace it. Now, normally most roofing contracts will allow for a certain amount of those, depending on the size of the roof.
Automatically built into the original price.
Yeah. Exactly. But if it goes over, let's say, four or five sheets, then there's an extra per. And any roofing contractor in today's technology with a phone and a video can very easily videotape it and show you it without having for the homeowner to go up on the roof. We never recommend anyone going up on the roof.
No, sir, we don't. And you're most likely to have those rotten sheets right at the eave line, right by the gutters. Where ice builds up and water gets underneath and you get that dry rot over time. But you're right. This appears to be in surprisingly great shape. You know what I loved? I love driving up, and I already made a comment to the effect, no overhanging trees. This house is surrounded by monster trees, but none of them are overhanging and apt to contribute to the early demise of the new roof Victor's going to put on.
You're 100%, and this house has great overhangs. I mean, that's probably an 18-inch overhang, and that's one of the best things any house can have is good overhangs protecting the rest of the house underneath it.
I love it. Yep. I love it.
Hey, if anyone has any questions for us, feel free to give us a call, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Boy, I just had another thought occur to me, but I'll save it until we come back after this short break. Huh?
Why? We got plenty of time. No, I'm just kidding. You better write it down because you're not going to remember it by the time we get back from break.
I'm going to do that.
Hey, I want to remind everybody during the week, if you need anybody, we mean anything for your home, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, and the only price we charge once you get to that site is tell your friends, tell your family, spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys. We believe we are your best source and any homeowner's best source in Southeast Michigan for any and all of their housing needs. That's the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. If you have any roofing questions, we'd love to hear from you during the broadcast today. Roofing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which is 4897. You know, we talk about the generosity of our team partners, and of course, Victor's Home Solutions obviously is one of those people we're talking about, but another one that we're going to visit next week, Window World.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm excited about that. This time of year is so much fun for me, Chuck. The colors and the people, everyone is in the giving spirit going into the holiday season. Colder weather.
I was going to say, if you're not grateful for the opportunity you have in this country, shame on you. But
you're right.
Open Door Outreach started as a small food pantry at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in White Lake over 40 years ago. Now it serves 9 zip codes in the Sheena family, led by Mom. Mom's the pusher behind this. On oil wells, we used to deliver mud to, and the person that ran the job was called the pusher.
Well, so we can say the brains behind the operation. You know, Halim would admit that.
He probably would, actually. Yeah. Anyway, they're asking people to bring non-perishable items, warm, gently used clothing, coats,
yes,
jackets,
yes,
gloves,
and you hats. Know what? I have a lot of that stuff. I'll be bringing it with me that morning.
You know, I do too. I'll have to try to remember that. And of course, food goods, non-perishable. Yes. They're hoping to fill a couple of trucks next week, and then of course share that with the food pantry, which will then distribute it to people that need.
Yep.
What we bring, so
and we want to help.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
That's going to be Sunday, rather than Saturday.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, so we're going to do that on Sunday. I had a thought occur to me before we went to break.
Did you write it down?
I did. And once I write it down, I
remember. I didn't even see you reference it. Yeah, there you go.
I was just talking to my niece about that the other day. As soon as I commit it to ink, then I generally don't have to look at the ink again. But long story short, a lot of roofers doing a tear-off will leave the old drip edge. And Victor's uses an extended drip edge. And it lends a little more stability to that roof edge, particularly as you go up, you know, the sloped ends, the eaves, the gable ends that we talk about here. And I just saw it before we went to break, one of the young men on the roof pulling a bunch of those pieces out of a box, and it reminded me that they do that. Not everybody does.
You know, it's funny because you notice that. My wife used to always say, what are you looking at? Just houses? She used to look at it when we were young. She used to look at the homes, you know, when we didn't have money to buy homes and go, what would I do with that house? You know, what would I change about that house? I used to go, oh, look at that roof line. Oh, look at that chimney. Oh, that porch is cracked. And that kind of stuff you mentioned, you know, that's unique detail that, like you said, not everyone does, but you notice it.
When the roof's done, you're not going to know it.
You're right.
You're not going to know they did that. You know, it's those little things, because we get so many listeners that email us and say, yeah, I had a roof put on 10 years ago and it needs replacing. It's go, 10 years? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, crazy. You're not kidding. You're not kidding. Remember that picture we saw just recently of a new construction home? And it was a picture taken from a house across the street.
Oh.
And for some reason, they laid the sheeting vertically and made no sense, and you could see the whole thing through the roof. You could see the outline of every sheet they put on
sagging
through
the
roof. Sagging. And you just say to yourself, those poor homeowners, that was a brand new subdivision.
Brand new home.
And that roof was ready to be replaced right then when they moved into the house.
The entire roof deck.
The entire roof deck, the whole thing, yes.
Much less the shingles laying on top of it.
I pray that homeowner that took the picture went over and made that whole homeowner aware of that. And that's tough to do. You
was
and I talked
Michigan,
about that.
You know?
It is definitely in the Midwest.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where.
That's one of those that, hate to make this reference, but had it been inspected, any reasonably satient inspector would have caught that and made him tear it off and reorient the roof decking material, because it has to go as we stand down here on the ground, left to right on that roof, not bottom to top.
So what would you think? What would you say that pitch is right there? A 412 maybe?
At the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
more like 3, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. So what would you do? Anything uniquely different if you were doing that roof compared to, let's say, a 10-12 or 11-12 pitch?
Yeah, I'd be more concerned about the eaves, because
right.
on that shallower pitch roof, snow is more likely to stay on the roof and then ice to build up if conditions are right. And but they don't have the trees, so they're not going to melt that snow.
And, you know, it's funny because you mentioned the trees. And trees over a house is a good and bad thing. It helps cool the house in the summertime when there's a good shed over top of it. But anyone that's ever had a lot of trees around their house knows they have a lot of moss around their house, because when that sun doesn't grow and those trees block the wind, they get stagnant air. Which is a breeding ground, you know, with the food out there, for moss and algae. And these are things people need to take a look at when they're thinking about buying a house. So if you had a choice, how would you want a tree? I know you do have a choice, because you built your house. How did you situate the trees around your house so it gave you the best, I hate to say it, value, bang for the buck?
And doesn't, you know, cause junk to accumulate in your gutters.
Right.
Much less, you know, what you said, where things will rot out. So I try to orient trees. If I've got a lot of prevailing winds, let's say coming from my west elevation, which is typical in Michigan, I will plant pine trees out away from the house. None of them are going to, but it's going to take 40 years for them to touch the house.
Gotcha.
That's how, you know.
No pine needles will fall on your roof.
But nothing's going to fall on my roof. Nothing's going to wash into my gutters because of those trees. And yet they will provide, if you think about it, you go down to North Carolina in the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the sun sets a few hours early because of the height of the adjacent mountains, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Well, if you do that with something like pine trees behind your house, the sun sets early as well. You lose that, you know, thermal heat gain in the summertime that you normally, you know, would get, that's heating up your house, destroying your roof, you know, doing all that stuff. And it blocks some of the wind, you know, so it helps protect the house. And then we leave the south elevation fairly wide open. So whatever sun we get when that sun's at the low angle that it's going to be from, what, December 21st through June 21st?
Yeah, that's another subject.
I don't even want to go there.
No, not. Okay.
But I'll have that full sun exposure on the south elevation of my home.
You okay.
Know, so I try to orient trees such that they, you know, they afford beauty and aesthetic, but also protect the house.
And that makes sense, because, you know, and, you know, if you have those trees around your house, it really matters the way you trim those trees, whether they're really tall trees or not. Because I tell you, what's terrible is having an oak tree close to a house. It's not good for a roof. It's not good for the house. It's a beautiful tree that throws a lot of shade. But to hear those acorns constantly falling on the roof, those leaves, when they get stuck in the valley, and this is a perfect example of when you get a low slope roof and you have pine trees or an oak tree like that, and those leaves sit in the valleys, and they stay wet, and they keep those areas wet. And that's
they start to build up.
And they start to build up. Yeah. I remember when I had the place up north, which was another rough, probably very similar to this one.
A bunch of monster trees on that
property. I did, but every year I went up there at least twice a year with a leaf blower, and I blew off the valleys. I wouldn't let it sit. And I was, you know, I was younger then. I think I'd do it now too, but
yeah, on the low profile roof, either do it or have it done. And this house has a projection for the front end that brings the roof out and creates a couple of valleys. So
right.
You asked me what I would do. I would put additional protection in the valleys underneath the shingles. Use an ice and water shield or a product like that, the synthetic rolled rubber that you and I talk about. There's a bunch of product names.
Now, interesting, because there are other companies that like to put steel in those areas instead of the rolled rubber. Do you have
would then put steel down.
You would? Okay.
And we do what we call a closed valley, so you would not see that.
Sure.
We wouldn't. Actually, we'd use aluminum rather than steel.
Well, okay.
But rolled aluminum, so if anybody walks in there, you've got a little more strength, you know, so they won't damage the valley, because people do that. You know, it used to be people putting antennas up or you darn masons, you know, or someone like that.
Well, in the old days,
you took that well.
I got thick skin from doing that all those years. But in the old days when they used to take those valleys and they'd put those rolled roofing up those valleys and then they shingle to it.
Yeah.
Historically, you'd get guys like masons walk up there, step in the valley, rip that valley so easy.
Yeah.
And that was a place where water filtration would come in and cause a huge problem. And people wouldn't know it because they didn't realize either someone was on the roof for whatever reason. And the way they do it now, where they lap over those shingles and alleys, it's like, okay, why didn't you do that hundreds of years ago? You know, when
well, even then, you know, I would tell anybody never to walk in the valley.
Oh, I agree. You know? Well, I know I agree with you, but sometimes...
No, it's going to happen. People are going to do it that don't know any better. But, you know, we trained our people. You know, you do not step in the low end of those valleys. It just makes all the sense in the world that you keep that thought in mind when you're doing these things. And so we would do extra protection there. We would do extra protection on the eaves as well.
Yes.
Just ahead of the gutters.
Yes.
So if snow and ice build up there, which they're likely to, you know, we've talked about that before. It can be the best built, best ventilated attic in the world, but Michigan conditions, Mother Nature, will present conditions where snow and ice will build up there. So I would have something underlaying the shingles as a secondary watershed. Probably 6 feet
and
up the roof.
Guarantee they're going to do the same thing here. Now, it's interesting because obviously you got an ice and water shield that is about the first, the older ice and water shield. Looks like it's about the first 6 feet up that roof, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they still have the tar paper and the shingles sitting on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tar paper, see, you could buy that in different weights, too. So if we had a low-profile roof, the cheapest stuff is what we called 15-pound, and literally 100 square foot of coverage weighed 15 pounds.
Right, right.
If you bought 30-pound, you were literally getting something twice as thick. So you might put the 30-pound... felt paper, tar paper, at the eaves of the roof, and then run that up the valley in a couple layers before you put your aluminum on, and then shingled over the top of that.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting stuff.
It is interesting stuff, and there, it's funny. You watch these guys, and it almost seems a little helter skelter, but the truth is they're very strategic. They know what they're doing. You can tell they've been there.
Yeah. Right now we got seven guys on top of the roof taking off shingles at property, and the big guy, the big boss, Victor's from Victor's Home Solution, just came off that roof, and we're going to talk to him coming up in the show.
Exactly. Right. Looking forward to it.
Hey, stick around for more of the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the job site in Shelby Township from the Victor's Roof Giveaway.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, we are on site at 50625 Parsons Drive in Shelby Township, where Victor's crew is up there taking an entire old roof off, and they're going to put a new system on for these people free of charge, which is really cool. We'll be talking to the homeowners after the top of the hour.
We will. We'll be talking to Victor. We just spent some time talking about over the break, but he's going to come on. He loves doing this kind of stuff.
Hey, don't say anything, but I'm going to put him on the spot when he comes on.
Oh, that's so unlike you, Chuck.
I'm going to ask him about the name change we keep hearing about, Victor's Home Solutions. He's built such a great reputation and trust with people with this name.
I hope he doesn't tell you.
He probably
I
want to
leave you hanging.
Nobody tells me anything. My wife once bought a new house, and I didn't even know it until.
Hey, just like a roof isn't a roof isn't a roof, you got to make sure you hire the right company and has the right product. Salt that you can buy for your water softener is not all the same. DuraCube salt, especially formulated with 99.8% pure salt, Chuck.
Have you ever had
and I'm a salty.
Softener?
I put a lot of salt. My wife does not cook with salt because she knows how much I salt it once I get it.
But that's the issue with you.
Oh, but DuraCube, we've only used DuraCube, and we've never had a problem in our system.
Yeah, have you really?
We've always used DuraCube.
I remember.
I've never put anything else but DuraCube in our system.
Seeing several of those that use cheaper salts.
Yeah.
And they'd get bridging in their salt tank, in their brine tank. And literally, they're not getting that ion cleansing that the softener needs to actually treat the water, and they can't figure out why. And it's simply because they're using cheap salt.
You're absolutely right. Here's the thing: when I was younger, I had younger sons, and I'd always stop and get the salt, and I'd back it up, and the boys would all take it downstairs. Well, now the boys aren't at home anymore, so I still stop and get the salt. I'll back it up. I go to the Williams Lake Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions place. I'll back it up, and I've got to take it downstairs, and my back isn't what it used to be. So Beauchamp offers delivery for salt. Today is Salt Sale Saturday. You can get a great deal on their DuraCube salt.
Yeah.
But also make sure you're using the right salt. Make sure if it's too heavy for you, get it delivered. They'll take it and put it right down. They'll even fill your salt tank. No reason you should not be calling Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
I'm with you 100%. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people have no clue about that. Hey, we spoke earlier. East Point is giving free water filters to residents amid lead concerns. And there's been some surveying done, some testing done, city officials said. 15 parts per billion is the state standard, and some houses are coming close to that standard. Now, they said this does not mean every customer has elevated lead levels, and the action level is not a health-based standard. I'm not sure I believe that, but to be honest, if I knew that I was on one of those old supplies, I would be filtering my water. Just mentioned Beauchamp.
Absolutely.
I'd have a reverse osmosis system or something there. How can you risk your family?
Especially lead.
Lead, I know.
Lead. You know, you can say some scary words, lead, asbestos, radon.
Yeah.
You know, those are scary words that have to do with the housing industry. But the issue with all of those words are there are systems to mitigate all of those dangerous substances.
Those heavy metals build up in your system. Your system does not get rid of them like it should. I remember years ago taking charcoal with my morning vitamins because charcoal was said to, in your body, grab those heavy metals and make your body expel them. I don't know if that's actually true.
Well,
you
can actually buy charcoal in pill form.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
Interesting.
But they strongly recommend that households with a child or pregnant women use certified lead filters to remove lead from the drinking water. That is just so huge. The annual testing of homes with lead service lines is required by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and people don't know that either, so I thought it appropriate that we mention that. Annual testing is required if they suspect that you have those lead supply lines.
Can we talk about lead for a second? How about lead in paint? Because for a time, what was it, probably around 15, 20 years ago, it was a huge issue. And I believe that's probably right around the time. And was that the catalyst, Chuck, for the painting industry to become licensed at the time? Was that part of it? They wanted to make sure that they knew what they're doing, because a lot of people who have not had their house painted, let's say it's a house built in the 50s, and they may have paint on there. Was it pre-78? Was that it?
Yeah.
Pre-78.
Yep. Anything pre-78 had a high statistical probability of having lead paint.
I like the way
you
said that.
Lead-based paint.
You said that. So now the painters don't have to be licensed. So I just wonder if that was one of the reasons they pushed them there. But it's very frustrating because we mentioned it earlier about the roof decking or unforeseen things.
Yeah.
This is now a professional painter's duty. Just like we talked about, once again, Matt or the heating guy, if they test for lead on the inside of the house and it comes up positive, they have to take steps to mitigate the exposure, and it's going to cost a homeowner more.
If it's pre-78 construction, they're mandated to furnish you with a copy of their proof of lead certification and the fact that they will be implementing lead-safe practices while working on that house. What happens is, it's kind of like you and I have talked about asbestos. When it becomes friable or flakes, supposedly the flaking paint actually has a sweet taste to it, and small children will eat it.
Interesting.
They'll ingest it. Which is scary, and of course your window sills.
The lead-based, right.
Yeah, the lead-based paint. Your window sills are a classic place for that to occur because of the, you know, the wetting and drying,
right.
The dry rot that occurs there in the old houses, the old wood sills. And children, of course, will stand at windows all day long, you know, especially once we start going inside in the wintertime and stare outside and dream, right?
Yes. Do you ever think about, I mean, because you and I were the test tube dummies for this stuff. People our age.
That explains a lot.
It really does because,
explains a lot.
Because I remember breaking up tile when I was a little kid. Like, I was a karate guy. Okay, roofing tile, ceiling tile. I'm sorry. So, like, hi-ya, hit it. And I guarantee when I did that, I threw all sorts of asbestos into the air when I did. My dad was there. He didn't know any better.
No.
And the same thing with the lead paint.
We laugh, but, yeah, it's frightening.
Yeah, oh, it is. Now, these new industry standards where they have to do this, and the reason I bring it up is because it is so important that when a roofer, and I mentioned it earlier, does a roof, that there's something on there saying that this could happen, this could cost more. That should be on every painter's contract as well. Do you agree with that?
Well, not only painters, but you're right.
Window
installers. So they're going to come in and disturb. If you're going to disturb more than a cumulative total in a residence of 6 square feet.
Which isn't hard
in
to
a
do.
Room, no, no. Minor drywall repair, you know,
or
plaster repair would come into that. You're A, smart to be certified, and B, smart to put your buyers on notice of the possibility of that being disturbed and being in the house, and the fact that you are certified and going to implement lead-safe practices. Our entire article yesterday in the Detroit News Homestyle section was dedicated to talking about that. And hopefully people will read. If you've got an old house, you really need to be informed.
Yes. Amen. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
That's where, if you remember right, when that all first came together, there was a very large roofing and window company that got fined heavily for not, when they were doing the windows, they were not taking
putting any, people on notice.
Yeah, but not just that, but taking any means of protection for the workers or the homeowners.
Yeah, I want to say that it was almost $1 million fine, $800,000+.
Yeah.
And it was primarily tied to notice, and notice is huge. It basically says that I hand a flyer to Ken and I say, please read this because of the age of your home. It's possible that, you know, they're lead-based paint, yada, yada, yada. And putting you on notice of that is huge. And there's fines that can run to $37,000 per day per infraction. That's scary.
All right, boy. When we get back to news, we're going to have some great news. We're going to talk about this beautiful home giveaway. We're going to talk to the homeowners of this house and how grateful they have already let us know they are to Victor's.
I know.
Victor's.
How cool, huh?
Yeah, we're having a great time out here in Shelby Township. You get a chance to stop by. We're on Parsons Street in Shelby Township, just being a small part of the Victor's free roof giveaway.
And Victor, we welcome you back. We appreciate you sharing this with us. We are blessed to share it on behalf of the owner of this great company. Victor, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
Isn't it?
This is the perfect Michigan fall weather. We don't get often
and
these
there's
days.
No football game today.
Hey.
In the state of Michigan.
None to count.
No, none. You know what? Yeah, I know there's high school and there's other colleges. But it honestly, I think it's really good that the bye week for both teams is the week before they meet, you know, next week. That's going to be a great game.
It'll allow us to build some tension.
There you go.
Speaking of building tension, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're bigger than me, but there's a table between us.
All right, we're good to go.
I do not have your back here. Okay, I'm still over here.
I've been listening to our buddy Paul W. mention a name change. You've built such a great reputation with Victor's Roofing, and Paul keeps saying, Victor's Home Solutions, and we're not in on the secret. Is it too early to divulge what's going on there? Or?
a little bit too early, but we do have a few exciting products that we're going to be offering in the next few months.
Okay. The Blaine Paul.
Yes. And
Blaine Paul.
Blaine Paul, there you go. No, but as we've grown, right, we've established a great reputation in the marketplace. We've serviced and helped many, many thousands of customers, right? And these customers have been asking us for, hey, can you help me out with this project? Can you help me out with this,
right? Sure.
So with having such a great team, we're able to put a few things together. We've had things in play for the past probably 12 months as we kind of build that team internally. And then we'll be talking about those new products probably in the next couple of months. And then we'll keep you guys in the loop.
Please, fair to say, more to come.
More to come, absolutely.
You know what I like about what you just said? In this economy, the lure of additional work, additional money is always tempting. But you've been taking, you said, 12 months to structure the internal mechanism that will allow you to do this.
Correct, right. Internal mechanism, but training employees, right, people. Training the people, training the installers, training the estimators, right. You don't want to go to market and just flop, right. You want to go to market and do great and provide a great service, right. You have
you
to bring
do.
Value.
Victor does.
Yes, you got to provide value to the customer. So yeah. You want to make sure that you have a team that's internally ready to go and service the customers that we do.
And one of the biggest mistakes a company could make is moving on that too early, seeing the need and just moving on it too early without having all the right policies and procedures in place.
I think that's most companies. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Good point,
I really respect that you're doing that. There's a big investment on the backside.
Oh, absolutely, right? Absolutely. So, I mean, we've been doing roofing since 2008.
Oh, wow.
And that's many, many, many years of mistakes and learning and making it better, right? Because, no one's perfect. And, as you learn, you make things better. We want to do the same thing for the new products that we bring to the market.
We've been doing this since 2008.
That's many, many years of mistakes and learning.
Yeah,
I love
amen
that.
To that.
Because we've heard, and you probably have too, Victor, we'll get people go, I've been doing this 40 years. Don't try to tell me how to, any new stuff. And we go, you've been doing it for 1 year, repeated 40 times.
Wrong.
But you guys have had growth because you learn from your experience.
Oh, absolutely, right? And that's, growth either externally, growth internally, right? One of our core values is grow or die, right? And we really, really, really embrace that, right? We want to
like
see
that.
Each one of our team members grow.
Yeah.
We want them to learn new skills, learn new values, and same thing externally as a company, right? We want to, continue to grow. We want to continue to get better at what we do because you're either growing or you're dying.
I love that. I love that. I can make a T-shirt out of that.
Earlier, Victor, I mentioned that the person who answers the phone at a Victor's Roofing Home Solutions is what we call the CEO in charge of first impressions. So the person that answers your phone, and I know one of the questions they always ask is, how did you hear about us? And I've got to think that that person is hearing this more than anything else. Everywhere. I see you guys everywhere.
Yeah, I saw you on TV.
Yeah, that's all at the Michigan game last week.
Yep.
And then at the Red Wings, you got a poster back there. So, hey, you know what? As you grow, you're making yourself more aware to the public. And you're keeping that's the thing. Growing that large and keeping the same reputation by doing it right is tough to do. But you've done it, and you're continuing to do it.
No, everyone knows about it, right? We even have a mission right now for this next quarter. It's Operation 5-Star, right? Our reputation on Google, for example, was 4.9. We dropped just a little bit to 4.8. The whole company knows that the whole mission of the next quarter is to bring it up back to 4.9, right? And that's from our drivers, from our call center reps, to our inspectors, to our install managers, to the crews. Everyone knows how important it is to have a great reputation and that every interaction with the customer can be turned into a 5-star experience. So
yes.
That's the focus internally for us for the next 90 days.
Why would that 0.1% star, something so significant to everyone listening, be so important to Victor's Roofing?
Oh, it's important to us. That's who we are. We don't want to be anything less, right? We don't want to be 4.7, 4.8, 4.9 or better. That's our goal, right? And it's who we are as a culture. Super competitive in everything that we do, and we want to be the best at it.
Man, I love that.
Says it takes care. You take care of your people to have that many people happy. You had last time. You don't have it here, but last time we were here, you had a phone book. I mean, that's what we love, Chuck. We used to tell a story about a friend of yours that when someone asked him for a referral, he'd give him a sheet of paper with a bunch of names on it. Victor has gone
everyone he's ever worked for.
1,000 times bigger than that. He actually gives him a small phone book with everyone he's ever worked for, right?
Yeah, and that's an internal conversation that we're having. Do we keep the phone book or do we turn it into a PDF? And I'm like, there's definitely that wow factor when you put the phone book on the table and say, hey, this is everyone that we ever worked with.
Oh, it makes a huge impression. Hey, we want to keep talking to you. We also want to talk to the owners that you're so generously giving this roof to when we come back, right?
Yes, we do.
Tuned to the Inside Outside Guys, the Victor's Roofing Giveaway, right here on AM 760 WJR.
What a beautiful fall morning. You know, Chuck, how many mornings in our lifetime did we get up at 6 a.m. earlier, strap on our jeans like we did this morning, and head out to the job site?
Strap on? What are yours, Velcro or something?
all right, whatever. But the difference is we don't have to work up on that roof this morning like we've done many, many times. We are broadcasting live from the Victor's Home Roof Giveaway, And
the problem with that low slope is you got to bend over farther to actually get the fasteners into the shingles. So I'd have to have Victor up there pick me up after I drove every nail.
You're right. I'm looking at something right now, Chuck, because you and I always come up with new things that we can use leaf blowers for. Starting fires, you know. But, look, I mean, they're using the leaf blower up on the roof. What a great idea. Didn't have that for many years, right?
No.
You've probably never done that, have you?
There wasn't a phrase like leaf blower.
Thank you.
No, Mother Nature was the leaf blower when I got into the industry. Victor sat down for a minute, and I was going to hoot on him, and he stood back up. The man, you look like an athlete. So when you were sitting down, I was going to go, something wrong?
Victor, this is the fourth roof giveaway Chuck and I have been honored to be a part of. And everyone has had such a different story, such a different background. Can you please do us a favor? Talk about what made this homeowner special, why you chose them for the free roof giveaway, and then introduce the homeowners here, please.
So everyone, you know, every story is different, and everyone that we meet in different ways. But just like the last one that we did back, I think it was in the summertime, in Gross Eel, Matt and Anna called us for a roofing estimate because you guys had a leak, right? And you guys needed to get it taken care of. And the best stories come from our employees who nominate people who are in the field every single day looking at customers' homes and say, hey, these people need a helping hand. They did not ask for a helping hand, but we should absolutely help them. So we love to empower the people that that we employ to be able to nominate and to be able to provide things like this for Matt and Anna. So we're absolutely honored to help you guys today.
Oh, we can't thank you enough.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Which one of your salespeople?
It was Drew. Drew Valente came out, took a peek, and then once he did the inspection, once he met with you guys, the first thing he did was email me and Amy and say, hey, we got to help out.
How cool. How cool. So who are your homeowners here?
So we have Anna and we have Matt. Great people that we got to meet today as well. Great story, and I think I'm going to let them share the story themselves.
Anna, you just told me, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. I said, are you nervous? You said, heck no. I've spoken in front of 10,000 people before. So
we love it.
We got a few more than that out there, but that's okay. That you can't see them, so you can just pretend they're there, right?
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate you letting us be a small part of this. So you want to share your story, you and Matt, with our listeners?
Well, April 23rd, our day changed for us.
This year.
In a way that you never expect. Matt was doing yard work like he's done a bazillion times, and was on a ladder and fell about 11 feet and has paralyzed him now, breaking his back, ribs, and it was pretty catastrophic for us.
Did you fall on the lawn, Matt, or was it the drive?
It was the lawn.
Wow.
I was up cutting a limb off a tree, something that I've done many, many times before. And I think I was by myself and maybe should have had a ladder person. So
sure.
But straight down 11 feet, straight onto my rear end. And I didn't think I was going to make it when I was laying there.
Didn't you?
I did not.
Did you remain conscious?
I think I was out briefly because I don't remember actually hitting the ground. Once I woke up and realized that my legs were not in the position that my mind was telling it was in,
okay,
I knew I was in a lot of trouble, And by the grace of God, I'm still alive because, Anna said, broke the back. There are 4 vertebrae that are basically destroyed, and I had 8 broken ribs. Didn't end up having any internal damage, which is just a miracle from start to.
Yeah, they said it was a miracle.
To Victor.
It's unbelievable.
And his crew, because they were a miracle happening too.
Can I ask, what was your career before
that? I worked for the United States Postal Service.
Okay. And that immediately stopped once you had your injury, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't been back to work since April 23rd.
And we want people to listen to this because there are professionals. Victor, I mean, how many times a day do your people go up on a ladder?
Too many to count.
And there's a national, I think it's an, I want to say February, National Ladder Safety Week that you and I talk about all the time, Chuck.
Yep.
And something so simple changed your life for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And that is so important. I guess you don't remember. So do you know what you did wrong? I mean, do you remember what you did wrong? What was your first mistake there?
I think it was in the preparation of getting the limb ready to cut off, because I think that's what came back and kicked the ladder out from underneath me.
Gotcha.
So, and I've literally been up a ladder thousands of times myself, like I was telling you. I used to clear lots with my father-in-law for a builder, and have been up a ladder so many times, and I just, that's all it takes is one mistake.
Now, Anna was telling us that you had done some roof repairs in the past to the roof, correct?
Yeah. In my younger life, I had done some roof work for a builder and did some roof repairs. So we knew that we had a hole, I think, that a raccoon put in there. And I went up there and did some repairs just to get it from leaking into our house. But, these guys are professionals right from the get-go. So I'm absolutely thrilled and just blessed to have Victor's roofing out here and his family, because that's what it seems like. From the very first phone call we made, I got, actually from seeing Victor on his TV commercial, you could see that there was something special about him. And then when I spoke to the woman on the phone, I got the same feeling. And then when Drew came out, he brought it all together. This is a family, not just a company.
Wow.
And they're amazing.
That's got to just make your heart flutter, doesn't it,
absolutely,
to hear that?
Absolutely right. That's what we strive to be every single day, and to see that in action is absolutely a blessing.
What I want to make sure people understand is what a blessing this is, obviously.
Oh.
But I want to make people understand, because you said it earlier, Anna, if this saves one person from going through what you went through.
Absolutely.
You know, what would be some advice you would give people? I think the first one would be, don't do something like this alone. Is
that would have been the first thing I was going to say. Wait for somebody to be home. See Matt's shirt. He says, in my defense, I was left unsupervised.
Did you get him that?
I did not. He got it himself.
He got it for me
because I was at work the day of the incident.
We got to get a picture.
Yeah, you're right. We should get those shirts, too.
In all honesty, I'm sitting here, and I know that I'm, triply blessed, and I know Ken is in the same boat, because we have done what you did and not paid the price that you're paying. I don't even know how many times I've fallen off. I've had guys on my crew step off of roofs. I don't know if that's ever happened with any of your guys, Victor.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Smart man. Smart man.
I mean, truly. And I'm listening to Matt going, oh, my gosh. You know, I knew I was fortunate. I knew you were fortunate. But you don't realize how fortunate.
Yeah, because I've taken a couple of smaller falls before. But
sure.
This was the one that, you know, so you feel like, you get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you can't when you're on a ladder, you know, as far as the ladder safety thing, it's just.
Stick around with us, okay? Are you good?
Sure.
Around?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Please, 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 everybody hear this story and tell your friends and family. You know, the inside outside guys was made the same time Victor's roof was put together for honest, ethical, safe housing information, fair to say. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Victor's Roof giveaway.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I'm just watching all these guys take bundles off the pallet, throw them on their shoulder, and start to walk up the ladder like we used to do every roofing job. It's so rare, Victor, to see them on the ground when you pull up instead of on the roof.
Oh, it really depends, right? Every job site is different. Sometimes they're better on the ground. Sometimes they're better up on the roof. So With a right-sized crew, getting those shingles up there is no big deal.
Victor, let's talk about this job. How big is this job?
Ooh, probably in the 18 to 20 square range.
Okay, and you will have this torn off and put back on today.
Today probably should be done by 2, depending on how much of our time you guys take. probably by 2 o'clock, 2:30, we'll be out of here.
We've been blamed for worse.
That is impressive. I mean, talk about such a light disruption to a homeowner's house.
Yeah.
They go to work, they come back, they have a new roof.
That
very, very impressive.
Awesome. Anna, you were sharing some details of the broader scope of this situation in your family while we were on break. Do you mind sharing those with our listening audience as well?
Sure. I was just saying, you know, when you have something so catastrophic like this, you're never prepared for it.
How
whether
can
you're
you be?
Financially or non-financially, and we found out the costs are just astronomical for doing your home to getting Matt home and in the house. You know, ramp built, bathroom expanded, shower fixed, our bedroom expanded.
Matt mentioned the door frames where he takes his chair through the doors.
Until they got fixed. You know, we were doing our own remodeling with his chair.
I'll bet.
But, you know, just the medication, just all the extra stuff you don't realize, the different shoes you have to buy, the different everything. It adds up really quickly, and, you know, when you go from being a two-family income to just myself,
sure.
because he has been out of work, it's quite shocking, to be honest. You lose a lot of sleep wondering what you're going to do.
Now, you initiated a GoFundMe campaign or someone did on your behalf?
Yep, we did have a GoFundMe that has been going active. We've done many fundraisers. We are so blessed by this community, our family, our friends, neighbors, perfect strangers that don't even know us. Victor, the Shelby Lions that have helped us. I mean, we have just truly been blessed with everybody.
How do people access the GoFundMe account if they want to help out?
Well, it's under Matt Esper's name, fundraiser for Matt. They can probably there. I can always give you the link. It's on through Facebook. If you look under me, under Anna Shaner, anything with Matt and this accident has been made public, so you can only find it on Facebook with me. But we're just so grateful. You know, I tell people we're just average people. We're nothing special, except that we had something really catastrophic happen to us, and everybody has just been so amazing that we just don't know how to thank everybody for everything.
Well, you guys are awesome. I mean, just having the chance to interact with Matt, you seem to have a tremendous attitude.
Well, I keep hearing the word blessings. I keep hearing how blessed you are.
And I'm gonna give you that story as quick as I can. So. When I hit the ground, I'm not sure if I was out or not, but I think I was. But I remember laying back and thinking to myself, I'm going to die right here. And I know that I heard God tell me, you're not going to die today. And as a matter of fact, you're going to walk again one day, son. And that is what keeps me going, plus all of the people, the outreach from friends. Family, complete strangers, a family like Victor's Roofing coming out and just blessing us, and I'm just overwhelmed with how much good there is in the world.
I get chills listening to you
because
talk,
especially in today's climate out there, you know, and Chuck and I have always say 98% of the people, the companies are good. Good people, good companies, but it's the 2% that aren't that get all the attention. And, you know, Matt, I want to just let people know that you hurt yourself. You are in a wheelchair because you fell off a ladder. Most of the time when you hear about something like this, it's a catastrophic car accident or something like this. This is just a day you decide to get up and do some yard work around your house.
Correct.
And change your life forever.
Which a lot of people are probably doing today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, Chuck, I went to a job site yesterday. You know, it rained all week, and I went to a job site yesterday. I was going to get up on the roof, and it was sunny out. I looked up on that roof and said, no, not today. Yep.
Being with me for 15 years has actually helped you.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, no.
Got me smarter. Because we all know, on a roof, slippery, leaves. I mean, Victor, I know you don't take any chances. You'd be the first one to tell your guys, no, you don't go up there.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a high-risk business your people are in. So I respect the heck out of that. I respect that. I've done everything these guys are doing many times, and I watch them, and I just have the greatest respect for them. And it's just so cool to see someone like yourself, Matt, that's not sitting on the pity potty.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that you believe you're going to walk again. I just think that is so cool. Is that what gets you out of bed in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out of bed without me.
I was going to go for that joke, but I didn't.
So you've acquired new power as a bride.
I have, I'll tell you. You know? Thank God for potty mechanics.
Right.
It helps a lot. And we have a power lift. That helps too.
Right. But yeah, that's what gets
stuff
me out of
bed. Stuff
that
you did not have.
No.
6 to 8 months ago.
No, absolutely not. It was everything that we needed to help him in his journey to get him. And if you look at all my Facebook posts, all my hashtags are Get Mad on the Move, because we're going to get him on the move. We believe in the power
you
of prayer.
You have to keep us informed in that regard.
We would love to.
They. I think they told me when I left the hospital that I'm not going to walk again. But that's there's a higher power than that.
Absolutely there is.
You have to believe that.
We have to.
That's one thing that my physical and occupational therapist shared with me when I was down at the facility in Detroit, is that you have to stay positive. So I've taken that lesson, plus just everything that's happened, what happened when I heard, when I hit the ground, everything. Like you just said, you have to stay positive. I can't. What's to pity? I mean, I have those days.
Sure. Yep. We all do.
You know, because I can't get up and do what I used to do. I was coming home from work and going to work in the yard, just like I'm sure thousands of other people do every day.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to sitting around. And now, for now, that's all I can do.
For now.
But I will.
For
now. If possible, I'm going to get up.
That is so cool, and I keep seeing the touch your sister's providing there. That is so cool.
Victor's Victor, how does hearing all this make you feel? This would not be happening if it wasn't for you. Bottom line.
It's not just because of me, right? It's because of, you know, the people around us, the people that help us put all this together, the people that work really, really hard every day. And then when we run into these situations, right, to have the wisdom to raise their hand and say, hey, we got to help these people. But don't give up, you know, never give up, right? And no matter what people tell you, if it is, hey, you can't walk, one day you will, right? Have that, you know, go-getter mentality, and that go-getter mentality will get you places.
Well, since this is our fourth Victor's Roof giveaway we've been on, the first gentleman was a veteran. The second person, she was a breast cancer survivor, right?
Yep.
Last time, just a few months ago, it was a lady that, bottom line, spent her whole life helping out other people.
Yep.
And she couldn't afford a new roof, and you got her a new roof. And now we have a gentleman who had a tragedy. I can't wait to see who you're going to help next.
Yeah, and there's many, many stories. You know, they are not on the radio. They're not, you know, publicized, right? We even had one recently where they needed the helping hand, and they had young kids in school still. And we had to help them undercover to make sure, because the parents were worried about how their kids would feel in school, right?
Wow.
And, you know, it's those stories that you hear as well where, like, you know what, you guys absolutely need it. And they care about how their kids are going to be perceived, right? Like, and they don't want to appear as they need help, right? Like, and when we run into situations, we love helping. That's who we are. That's what we do. And super proud of our team and super excited to help you guys out today.
Well, we can't thank you enough. It's just such a blessing to us, so thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Victor.
I got to tell you, Victor, before you got here, we had the opportunity to interact with several of your people, and they all carry that same attitude. So you do need to at least have a little pat on the back for building that culture, because not every business does that.
It's interesting. Like, right, so I was talking to my wife as we were driving the other day. Like, our core values are, you know, we work hard, we play, we have fun at work. You know, we do what's right, we care, we grow or die. And then the last one is all of that is together. Those have been there since day one, right? Those have been there since I had my crew and I was working with my five guys on the roof. And as you carry that, right, like that's something that we never, never want to lose.
No.
And we have a unique workplace. We have people that that we attract, that we retain, right? Because like-minded people want to work with other like-minded people. So, you know, and our hiring process is very intensive, right? We want to make sure you fit. And when we find out that you don't fit our culture, you don't stay there for a long time.
That makes perfect sense, especially in this industry, Chuck, because you go back to this industry 30 years ago, okay? You'd had guys smoking cigarettes, throwing cigarette butts everywhere, using every letter and every word, you know. But the professionalism that Victor delivers to these homeowners, you never see any of that kind of stuff. We got what, 6-7 guys up there, all working hard. All looks like, honestly, they're not having a bad time up there. They're enjoying what they're doing.
That DeWalt radio blasting rock and roll that the entire neighborhood has to listen to, you know.
They have AirPods for that now.
You think of the old job sites. I hadn't thought of that until you mentioned it. It's like, oh, my gosh, all that's true.
Yep, you're right. Victor, when we get back from break, we talk about people out there that may be in a similar situation. They have a roof. They don't have the money. I mean, they can be nominated for this, but you also have other ways you can help those homeowners out as well.
100%.
All right. We'll talk about that when we get back from break. Mr. WJR Paul W. Smith just showed up. We'll let him, hopefully he'll come on and say hi to us. He'll come on the same air with us. I'm not really sure about that. But stick around from the Victor's Free Roof Giveaway right here on AM 760 WJR. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Victor's Roof Giveaway. We got a few good days of weather coming up, but we all know that, what was it? This is Michigan. Monday it was snowing, and now it's supposed to be in the 70s today. And the reason I say that is because if you have not had your furnace system taken a look at in years, you want to make sure you get a tune-up on a regular basis. The Inside Outside Guys have a couple wonderful team partners. If you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, look at heating and cooling. Our Extreme West Side contractor is Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning. Our Extreme East Side is CNC, and they both have programs to tune up your furnaces. So make sure you get a tune-up now before you need to do it in the middle of the January where you don't have any heat.
Absolutely. Ray, you said we've got a caller that wanted a quick few seconds here.
You know, Victor, you guys, I think last time we were on Gros Seal. Today we're on the other side of the state, it feels like, in Shelby, and you guys pretty much will go anywhere. And here's a caller from?
We have Regis from Canton.
From Canton. Regis, you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
So and, please, sir.
I'm just calling.
Tell us about your experience.
Just calling to say, yeah, we had some worries about our roof, and we called Victor's as a result of listening to your show. They came out and inspected our roof completely and told me, no, you don't need a new roof. Your roof is in great shape. But when they went upstairs, they found that the bathroom fans were not connected to the outside. They were just blowing air into the attic. And then we also had them replace our gutters in the front. They did a great job, quick, and just I was just so impressed with them. I can't tell you how much, and I can't remember all their names. But when they put in the gutters, we went outside and it was the wrong color, and so I called them up and they came out and they replaced the gutters with the right color at no charge. I mean, I was just totally blown away. So
what a concept!
I'm very happy with Victor's Roofing, and I would recommend them to anybody.
That's a great story.
Well, the boss just heard your story.
And I absolutely smile. Thank you, Regis, for that feedback. That's awesome, right? We teach our guys to diagnose the problem correctly, right? And if the roof does not need to be replaced, right, there's no need for it. When you said that we replaced the wrong color, we installed the wrong color gutters, I'm like, all right, how do we mess that up? I'm going to go back and figure out what we need to fix there. But I'm so happy that my team was able to take care of you and do the right thing and, you know, install the gutters in the right color for you.
Regis, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Spread the word about Victor's and the Inside Outside Guys for us, Regis.
I certainly will. Certainly will.
God bless you. Thanks.
God bless.
So, after we're done here in just a few minutes,
yes,
Victor's going to be on with another hour with – who is he on with?
JP
great. Thank you so much.
Paul W. Smith, who would not let us bring him a gift today. We were going to
No gifts.
We were going to bear gifts.
I just want to say there's a special gift, and that man was kind of talking about it just a little bit, that I haven't heard you say, but I did hear you say the blower, right? The leaf blower. I thought, well, that's interesting. I wanted to watch. And as I watched these guys, Victor's guys here, you know what they were doing at the blower? Cleaning out the gutters.
Sure.
Cleaning out the eaves troughs. That's just a little something extra that, as a homeowner, I really, really appreciate.
You better not climb on your roof to clean your gutters.
I, I don't point fingers at anybody, but I don't climb ladders. Well, a little ladder to get my flag.
We've just come to know you. We don't want to lose you.
I'm not meant to be on a roof anymore. As a kid, I would be up on a roof just playing around. But
Paul, we're talking about the homeowner you see over here in the wheelchair, Matt.
Yes.
Look at how low this roof is.
It's scary that little fall has changed their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever. It is scary. I agree with you.
And I'm not criticizing him.
No.
He's been up there a million times. He does that. But for the average person who doesn't, don't do it.
Yeah.
There are people out there that will do any work you need done, and you can find them at a reasonable price. Not that anyone's going to try to replace their roof on their own. But all the little things that we do, we're coming into the holiday season, and people will climb up on ladders to put up their Christmas tree lights.
Today.
And on a day like today, you are moved to do certain things. But if it's not what you do, and if you haven't had experience, but as we found from our homeowner, even with his experience, things can go wrong when he was left unsupervised, as his shirt says.
We've got those people at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Matter of fact, we got a new team partner that will do those lights.
Absolutely. Kristen's got her.
Christmas lights?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, they'll do year-round lights that are programmable.
Oh, I like
They're
that.
They're amazing.
Right up your alley.
I need to get – I've gotten a lot of people through you guys. Haven't I?
Yeah.
I mean, I will listen on the air and I'll say, oh, I got to check that out. And inevitably, it's just the way I am. I call you and say, is this really the right guy? Because I've got to have the guy come in. I've been talking about it forever. I've got to get this done. Is to get the vents cleaned out, you know?
Amnesty. Yes.
Yeah. Amnesty, told me. What is it?
Amnesty, air
Amnesty.
Duct cleaning
I haven't called him. Well, I called him and spoke to him, but I haven't called and set up a date yet. But there are so many things around the house.
Guys at Motor City.
The Motor City Floors did our floor, and I must have heard about them first from you.
Robin
I can't even tell you.
I got to ask you, did you ever get your flag taken care of?
With the little grommets that'll spin so it doesn't get... No, I didn't. I always take the path of least resistance. I'm out shopping. I see another flag pole, so I buy a new flag pole. That's not going to fix anything. I need to go to that place.
Clawson.
And Clawson.
You know what? I need to, too. So if I go, I'll grab you a set wire.
Would you?
Okay, yes.
And I will pay you back for those.
Sure you will.
Yell at
you if you give it
short time. I actually have a bottle of rum I'll give you.
There you go.
Give it to my partner, please. That's a pretty, you don't want me to have that.
We're going into the season where you'll really appreciate a new Victor's roof if you need one.
Yeah.
And you won't find out if you need one unless you call them and get the free 21-point inspection.
Good point.
And the key I know, because I didn't start doing Victor's commercials until after I met Victor. And there's a reason for that. That's a long story. But my point is this. If he says you need a new roof, you really need a new roof. When they do that 21-point inspection, I hate to say this, but there are many companies in all kinds of lines of work that if you call them to check something, oh, my goodness, you're going to need their service.
Yes.
Right.
In this case, if they say, you know what, you still have another 5 years on that roof, we'll come back in 5 years if you'd like, but it's okay now.
It's good business. That's
it's just smart business.
Victor, I wanted to say real quick, how do people get nominated? How do they put their hat into this pool, and how can you help other people?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to do that is go to our site, victors.com or victorsroofing.com, and click on the Give Back Through Victor's program. You can nominate yourself, or you can nominate someone that you know. It could be a neighbor, could be a friend, could be a family member. We love to help, and like we talked about it before, the hardest thing is to find people in need, right? Like, everybody wants a free roof, right? But it has to be the right situation. It has to be truly someone who needs a helping hand. And in this case today, we absolutely have Matt, who obviously is in the rough spot. But go to victorsroofing.com, click on Give Back Through Victors, and nominate yourself or someone that you know.
And no matter what you've heard, slipping the Inside Outside Guys a few $100 is not going to get it done. I just wanted to.
Well, Chuck can't be sold that cheap.
I want to nip that one in the bud.
Hey, stick around for another hour with Paul W. Smith and Victor's as they continue to give away a roof over here in Shelby Township. Don't forget, during the week, if you need anything, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
You're the best. You guys are the best.
be best. A part of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And thank
keep
you
up the good work helping us all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.